Daf is Daf Samech Aleph. So we got to the last few lines on Samech Amid Beis. The Gemara says four lines up. Amar Le Rava by Rav Chanan Le Abaye. Ema Yatsa Lishachava Lamed Al Klal Kula. So we're going back to a Havamina the Gemara had earlier, that we had a special drasha from Zaveach Yacharam Toras that only Zvicha, only Avoda. And the only type of avoda that's asr for avoda zara is any avoda that's done in the pnim inside of the base of mikdash. So parallel to that, it's avoda done to avoda zara would be asr. So that included shchita and nazirika. But then the Gemara also had a special gzera sakasiv that hishtachava, even though hishtachava is not an avoda done bepnim, it is an avoda that will be asr for avoda zara. So there's a havamina that maybe you should learn that just like hishtachava is singled out, maybe you should teach us the entire klal, that just like hishtachava is not an avoda pnim, yet it's still asr, maybe any other avoda, even though it's not avoda pnim, should be asr. So you should look at the Rashi in the bottom for clarification here. Three lines up, he says, four lines up, Ema yatala Hashachva lilamira klal umisrambe megafev umenashek v'cholshu derech kavod kishachva. Maybe it should include other types of honorable actions, such as hugging and kissing, should also be asur for avodah zara based on hishachva. Dechitem, if you're going to tell me zoveach lamali, but what do you mean? Doesn't zoveach tell me it has to be only in avodah pifnim? And hishachva tells me avodah that's even not pifnim. Zoveach tells me avodah pifnim. So what are you going to do with the word pasuk zoveach? So the Gemara says, Lagufa, that teaches us a different drasha, we could say. Maybe Shachva is really teaching us that any avoda of kavod should be aser. So what do you learn from Zoveach? De mechashvin me'avoda la'avoda. That one's able to have machshava from one step to the next step. What does that mean? De itma, there's a machlokes that hashochet behema lizrok dama la'avodas chochavim. Or lahaktir chalve lchava la'avodas chochavim. Let's say I'm shechting the animal. I've got good kavana for the shechita is going to be l'shem shechita. But my kavana is, I want to shecht it so that when I do the zrika later on, that zrika will be v'shem l'avodah zara. So can my machshava during the shechita affect the zrika later on? Could you carry it over from one to the next? So what's the halacha? So just look at Rashi two lines up says, Lagufa asa, ularuye tam teach us that filo lo shachat shechita atzma, l'avodah shechavim. Even though the etzim shechita wasn't for avodah zara, Elam shochel atzmo, I shecht it for myself to eat the food. V'chisha, but I have in mind that amanas lizrog dama, but I want the blood to be thrown to avodas chachavim. So will that machshava for the zrika impact my shechita right now and make the shechita l'shem avodah zara? So that's a machlokes of Yochanan Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan says asura, that would say it's asur. The avodah would be asur, and top Rashi says asur bahana, even though the shechita was not l'shem avodas chachavim, but the machshava for zrika had enough of an impact to create an iser now during the shechita. And Reish Lakish Amar Muteres. We are not machshiv from machshava to machshava. We don't consider it a bad shechita. And when you shecht it, it's actually mutter. Now, Tosis has two deyas here. What type of, what does it mean, muteres for Reish Lakish? First, Tosis writes, Reish Lakish Amar Muteres Perish Bahana. You could get hana from such an animal, but lo bachila, you can't eat this animal. Why? Because the mumar lavodah shachavim and also lechel mishchitaso. If a mumar lavodah zara, that's a shchita, a general shchita schulin, it's aser to get hana. You're not rather, it's aser to eat from such a shchita. That's his first understanding. So when Reish Lakish says muteres, it means muteres b'ana, not b'achila. Second day in Tosfos is inami afilu b'achila shari. Maybe even during the shchita will allow you to eat it. How so? He's a mumar lavodah zara. Kevin de lahave mumar la meikara. He's only umeshchita zuhi d'nase mumar. He wasn't a mumar before he did the shchita. This is his first offense of avodah zara. So he only became a mumar after or during the shchita. But prior to the shchita, he was not a mumar. So maybe even the shchita would be considered good, and you could eat from this shchita. Either way, there's machlokes Reish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan whether you're mechashvin me'avodah la'avodah. During my shchita, it's a good shchita, but I have a machshava that the zrika should be for avodah zara. Will that machshava impact this current shchita? How does it impact here? So according to Rabbi Yochanan, who says it's aser, so hanicha l'Rabbi Yochanan ala l'Reish Lakish ba'ikra. So it's a little confusing how to fit this in. So if you look at Rashi now, Rashi says hanicha, three narrow lines down, hanicha ha demiaser lan zoveach. Now it makes sense why we have the extra word zoveach l'lamed alat klal. To teach us the general rule, zoveach is necessary, that even only avoda that is bifnim is going to be aser. V'lo mokmina lehidrasha, and you don't need the words of Avodah to teach me shemechashi mevoda levoda, because Rabbi Yochanan already learned that from a different pasuk, based on a different source. So for Rabbi Yochanan, there's no kashir. So, but the only question within the world of Reish Lakish, jump down a few lines in Rashi, Elal Reish Lakish, Dilo Yalef Avodah Shochavim, Mipigol, he doesn't use Pigol as a source. So then you could say, Neima the high Zaveach Lahachi Hudaasa. Maybe the word Zaveach Lelohim Yacharam is coming to teach me, Shemechashvin Me'avodah La'avodah. And then this question would be a good question, meaning what? Hishtachve teaches me that just like Hishtachve is not Avodah's Panim, it's just Avodah Shokavod, so to any Avodah's Kavod will be Aser for Avodah Zara, like Gifuf and Nishuk. What do you do with the Pazik Zoveach? That's a whole nother drasha, Mechashin Lavodah Lavodah, for Reish Lakish, who doesn't use Pigol as a model. So that was all again in a Havamina. So the Gemara says, again, it's still a little confusing here. The Gemara says, wait a second, Maskif La Rabbi Yochanan Lo Baikra. But Papa doesn't need a pasuk just because he learns mechashin lavodah me'avodah from Pigol. He still needs a pasuk of Zaveach to teach me further. What does he need a pasuk for? Doesn't he have one pasuk of Pigol? What's his second pasuk of Zaveach teaching me? Because ad kan lo kaser Rabbi Yochanan ela behema. When he learned from Pigol that mechashin me'avodah lavodah, that was just telling me that this animal is going to be aser bana. About gavra la bar katalahu. Maybe, who says it's going to impact the person though? Maybe the behemoth aser. But to go so far to say that me as the oved, I'm going to get killed for mechashin le'avodah v'avodah, my machshav on the zrika is going to make my shechita now into avodah zara, that's a big chiddush. So asakra, the pasuk of Zoveah, comes to teach me, l'chiyuve gavra l'ktala, comes to tell me that not only is the animal aser, but even the gavra is chayiv misa. So Reish Lakish would also need Zoveah to teach me that. Now the Gemara asks the other direction. Maskif la Rav Acha Berei de Rav Ika Ul Reish Lakish Mi Baikra. Does Reish Lakish need a pasuk? So Reish Lakish understands that Ein Mechashrin Me Avodah Lavodah. When I shech this animal with the machshava of Zrika being for Avodah Zarah, the Shechita is still a good Shechita. That's a klal. So now, what does he need a pasuk for? Ad kan lo kashari Reish Lakish Ela Behema. Reish Lakish only permitted an animal is going to be potter, that it will be muteris, because it's only an animal. Aval gavra bar katalahu. But the person, I did avodah zara in the end of the day. So why would I be exempt? Okay, the behema is a cheft, is not aser. But me, I had machshava of avodah zara, so I should be chayv. I don't need a pasuk for Reish Lakish. He doesn't need a pasuk zoveach to teach me. It's pashut that I did avodah zara. There's no need for a chiddush, no need for a pasuk. It's no different. Me did the hava amashtachave lahar. The har muter v'ov de besayif. If a guy worships a mountain, the halacha is a mountain does not become a avodah zarah, because the pasuk says Eloheim al haharim, only gods that are on mountains, but not harim atzman. You can't make a mountain into a avodah zarah. You can't make it aser. But if I do serve the mountain, I still get killed for avodah zarah. So we see you can have a case where the cheftz of avodah zarah is not aser, it's muteres, but the gavra is aser. So for Reish Lakish, there is no need for a pasuk here. Now, Rashi in Avodah Zarah explains why is that the case, that if the mountain is not aser and the person gets chayv misa, he says because in the end of the day, the gavra did a ma'aseh Avodah Zarah. Granted, the mountain's not an idol, but I did a ma'aseh Avodah Zarah. But Rabbeinu Tam and Tosos there in Avodah Zarah says that doesn't make sense. If it's not Avodah Zarah, so I didn't do Avodah Zarah. If I bow down to the air, that's not Avodah Zarah, unless you're bowing down to an idol. So if a har cannot be an idol, so then my actions can't be viewed as Avodah Zarah. So Reish Lakish, rather Rabbeinu Tam argues and says, the mountain actually is Avodah Zarah. And when I bow down, that's Avodah Zarah. So when the pasuk says, when they have the drasha, Eloheim al haharim velo har ma'atzman, that just means you can't destroy it. But in Echanami, it's Avodah Zarah, you just can't get rid of it. There's no mitzvah. There's no mitzvah to get rid of the mountain, like there is a mitzvah to get rid of other Avodah Zarah. But that's where the point is. So he really, the machlokas, whether the mountain becomes Avodah Zarah or doesn't become Avodah Zarah. That's a very important machlokas rishon. Okay. Gemara now says, Amar le Rav Acha bin Difti le Ravina lemai dekamar le Rava bar Rav, that which Rava bar Rav Chanan labai, that which he said, Ema yate shachava lelamid al haklal kula. That suggestion, which we reject, but in the Havamina, where you want to use Hishtachva as the model, just like Hishtachva is not an Avodah's Pnim, yet it's still Aser, so too all other types of honorable actions should be Aser as well. So then, Eicha Yavodu Lemutei Mai. Eich Yavoda tells us that only if it's Derech Avoda is it going to be Aser. But it's, things that are not Derech Avoda are Pater. So now once you assume Hishakva includes all types of Avodas, even non-Shaloka Derech Avoda, so what is an Avoda Zara? What's an example of Avoda that's not going to qualify in this Havamina? So again, right now we think Hishakva includes every type of Avoda Zara, whether it's Kedarka or not Kedarka. So what's not included then? V'chitem, if you're going to tell me Lamute HaPo'er Atzmo L'Zofrim, so if you're going to tell me to exclude a case where a person relieves himself in front of those, to those, you're supposed to shecht in front of those types of idols, so then that's already, we know that's a pashadin. You don't need Eich Yavoda to exclude that. That's learned from Hishtachva, because Nafka. Ma Hishtachva Derech Kibud Af Kol Derech Kibud. Hishtachva now being the model for all other types of avodas that are not kedarka are only going to be like Hishtachva, which is a kavod, to bow down is a kavod, so to only another avoda that's a kavod. As opposed to being Tor Atzma, relieving oneself, is not a kavod, it's a bizayom, that's already excluded. So that's a pasha, that's not included. What's being excluded additionally from the words Eicha Yavodu? Elal Mute HaPor Atzmo Lamar Kolis. So Por, there's a avodah zara called Baal Por. That's where they'd relieve themselves in front of the idols. And there's another one, Markolis, which is where they had put up stones and throw them down. And they're both considered Derech Bizayon. Obviously Baal Por is more Bizyonos than throwing stones at the other stones, but they're both viewed as a strange Bizayon of avodah zara. So even so, if a person's poer to the Markolis, poer to these stones, that's a type of avodah zara that excluded. A person would be pater from that. Why? Because I would have thought maybe you should be chayev for being poer to Markolis. Why? Since the whole essence of worshipping this Markolis, this rock-throwing avodah zara type thing, that whole type of avodah is all bizayon. So afkol bizayon, all types of bizayonos should be included. Even being poer atzmo to Markolis should be included as the iser. Kemash Malan, from the pasuk Eicha Yavodu, when it comes to avodah bizayon, it's only going to be avodah zara if it's the derech to do that type of bizayon. If you're doing bizayon, a different bizayon to that type of avodah zara, even though it's normally done with other bizayonos, it's not going to be aser. So Ella. So then the Gemara says, in light of this, how do you know if you shecht an animal to Markolis? Markolis, you don't shecht animals to. You throw rocks at it. So how do you know if you shecht an animal to Markolis, you're still chayiv? Shenemar v'lo yizbechu od es zivchayim l'si'irim. Don't shecht to their si'irim, referring to gods here. So imeno inyan l'chedarka d'chsev eicha yavodu. Well, this can't be talking about if it's the normal way, because that we already know from eicha yavodu. Only when you do derech avoda are you chayiv in avodah zara. So why is there a second pasuk telling me don't do shechita? Shechita is derech avoda. So Tanayu Inyan Lishlekodarka. So we're saying, no, it's coming to teach me that even Shalokadarka is Asr. Shalokadarka Mishachav Nafka. We learned that already from Mishachav. Now that's already Asr. So if that's the din, we already have covered all the bases. What exactly are we learning from Rabbi Eliezer? What's the Pasuk Lo Yizbuchu Ode as if Chayim teaching me? We know all Derech Avod is Asr. We know any Shalokadarka that's covered is Asr as well. Where's the third category that's Asr as well? So the Gemara says, Hasam b'zavech lahachis. There's a third category of shechting something lahachis. What does lahachis mean? Rashi explains around 15 narrow lines up, l'zavech lahachis, ve'enu miskavin l'kablo alav b'aloha. You don't expect, you're not accepting this avodah zarah as a god. V'ashmi'ina nikrad over b'lav. So you're right, the guy just doing it just to lahachis, unclear who he's being lahachis. Lahachis, the god, lahachis, his god, lahachis something. But you're not doing it for shame of avodah zara, so that will be bichlal alav, but not chayv misa. And that's what's being learned out from Rabbi Eliezer.
Is it, and is this all still in the Havamina?
This is all. It sounds. No, I think this is in the Maskana now. I think once we've concluded this.
So what we're saying that when we said mishtach was still in the cloud, what was echi avodah doing with that? Came to that and then
right, it did sound like that, but the you're right, but it's from the notations here. It sounds like from the Rambam, the Ein Mishra, it sounds like we're passing like this. HaPor Atzmo L'Markolis would be Chayiv, I rather would be Pater. So how it works out, I'm not sure. We don't see the shift. You're right, you don't see the shift here to the Havamina, to the Maskana. Okay, not sure. Gemara now has the following question. This question is going to take us basically to the almost the end of the Amud Beis now. From Nuna, one time Irkasu le Ture. He lost two cows. Okay. And he was looking for the cows. And Pagibe actually had this shaila. You would imagine. Last week someone asked me the following shaila. He was driving in Eretz Yisrael. Sheldon asked me the shaila. He learns Eilu Metzius a lot. So that's his Indian. He learns a lot about Eilu Metzius. So he knows the halachas of Hashavas Aveda. So he said he was driving somewhere up north with his wife. And then suddenly the cars just stopped moving. And he didn't understand why. And then as they slowly started to move the traffic, he saw there was a cow crossing the road. So he had a shaila whether he has obligation of Hashavas Aveda with the cow. You have to return. Is it mitzvah Hashavas Aveda with the comes to a cow? And the answer is, of course, there's a mitzvah Hashavas Aveda. But the problem is, if it's something that's a bizayon beneath a person, like any of us who don't know how to handle a cow, would manage to be bizayon to try to pull a cow from its whatever, if they had a, I don't know, whatever around it, a collar, I guess. So I guess it would be bizayonos, which case, if it's, what's the halach again? It's alamta. Sometimes you have to turn away from it. If it's beneath you, it's beneath your kavod. If you're kohen in beis hakvaros, if it's zakeh in veinil v'chvodo, I imagine this would be the same halacha. So I told him he probably was okay for not chasing after the cow. But anyways, Rav Hamnuna lost two cows, so he started looking for his cows. And Pagibe Rava happened to encounter Rav Hamnuna as he was passing through the fields looking for his cow. So Rami Lei Masnisin said, what better to do now than to ask him a kasha in two Mishnayos? So Rami Lei Masnisin Hadada, he had a steer in two Mishnayos. So now, one Misha tells me that Ha'oved Avodas Kachavim Oved in Omer Lo. Only one who actually worships Avodah Zarah gets a Chiyum Misa, but one who Omer, one who just says it, that I'm accepting Avodah Zarah, is not chayef. So that's our Mishnah. V'ha'anantanan. But we have a different Mishnah that appears later on in the Masechta as well. Ha'omer Evod. A guy says, I'm going to serve Avodah Zarah. Or he says, Eilech V'avod, I'm going to go do Avodah Zarah. Now the Chiddush Shirashi points out is, now there's a Avod means I'm going to do it now. Eilech V'avod means there's a Halicha to get there. So now, since it's a little bit removed, you might think maybe he's not going to, since it's one step removed, maybe he shouldn't be chayef for the acceptance. And another chiddush, the Mishnah says, Neilech v'navod, let's go together, walk there and do Avodah Zarah, which is a third step, the first getting guys, walking, and then doing the Avodah Zarah. All of that, the Mishnah says, you're chayef misa for Avodah Zarah. So there is simply an acceptance b'amira. So how come our Mishnah earlier says, only Oved, not Amira's chayev, but the Mishnah in Samech Zayin says, even through Amira, through a dibur, one is chayev Avodah Zarah. So what does Rav Hamnuna respond back? Rav Hamnuna answers, Amar lei, Ba'omer, Eini Mekabli Alai, Ela Ba'avoda. Stam Amira, acceptance of Avodah Zarah, would be chayev Misa. Our Mishnah says, the guy said, I'm willing to accept it once I do the Avodah Zarah. And so since he made such a stipulation, so then his acceptance alone wouldn't be effective until he actually does an Avodah Zarah. So he does an Avodah. And that's what the Mishnah means, Avodah in, Omer lo. That's the difference. That's Rav Hamnuna's suggestion. Comes along Rav Yosef. Now Rav Yosef says, Amar Tanai Shakalsa Me'almat. Rav Yosef, who knew all Shas, he says, no, there's a Braisa. You guys forgot him before his Braisa. The Braisa says, Machlokas Tanoim. The Tanahi. The Tanya. Ha'omer Boi V'avduni. A guy says, come worship me. A guy says, I'm the God. Come worship me. So what's the halacha? Rabbi Omer Mechayev, Rabbi Yehuda Poter. So the guy accepts it. So Rabbi Meir says, you're chayev. Once you accept it, the guy accepts to worship me, so you're chayev for the Amira. And Rabbi Yehuda says, you're poter, because Amira is not enough to create a Avodah Zarah. It's a machlokas tanaim. So the Mishnah and Samech Alf paskins one way, and Samech Zayin paskins a different way. So the Gemara says, Heichad palche kuyam lo pligi. When they actually worship the guy, so everyone agrees he's chayiv, even Rabbi Yehuda agrees you're chayiv. D'chsiv lo saselecha pesa. Don't make yourself into a god. Those who do make themselves into a god and is worshipped, pashat he's chayiv. Keep pligi, what's the machlokas? It's a machlokas b'dibur ba'alma. When the guy just says, okay, I'll worship you. Once you say that, Rabbi Meir, savar dibur milsi. Dibur is enough to create a chiyum misa. And Rabbi Yehuda says, savar dibur la milsi. And therefore, the guy who accepted to worship him is pater. So that's the machlokas tanaim, Rav Yosef says. So then, after Rav Yosef says this, hadar amar Rav Yosef la milsi. He says, you know what? I'm pulling back. That braisa has to be understood differently. The Amri, he says, really, even Rabbi Yehuda agrees, you're chayiv for dibur alone, for simply accepting it. That what Mason a Mishnah or Brisa, that Rabbi Yehuda Omer, li olam ein chayiv ad sheyomer avod, or eilech v'avod, or neilech v'navod. There's a Mefurish Brisa elsewhere that Rabbi Yosef happened to remember at the same time, that he says, simply accepting to do avodah zarah, that I will go or will go, all that for Rabbi Huda is chayiv. So everybody agrees you're chayiv on dibur alone. So if you're chayiv on dibur alone, so what's the machlokas here in the between Rabbi Huda and Rabbi Meir about the case of Homer Boi Vavduni, come worship me? If the guy says, yes, I worship you, so didn't he just prove that everyone says that Amira, you're chayiv on? So Rav Yosef says the machlokas between Rabbi Huda and Rabbi Meir is as follows. That b'maikum yifli, what's machlokas? B'mesis le'atmo v'amilein. The guy says, come worship me. So Reuven responds, sure, in. So how do you interpret that dialogue? So that's machlokas between Rabbi Huda and Rabbi Meir. So mark, savar mesis atmo shemili v'in de kamerle k'shushtehu. The guy says, yes, I'm willing to worship you. So if you're willing to worship him, dibur ba'alma, dibur milsa, yechayiv. But Mar Savar, according to Yehuda, he says, no. No guy's going to listen to you who says, worship me. I'm a person. The guy's going to say, Meimer Amri. The guy's going to say, this guy's nuts. Well, I'm going to worship him. He thinks he's a god. Minan didan. Why is he any better than me? This guy thinks he's God and I'm not God. We're both human beings. So what's he doing saying in? V'in dekami, when he says yes, he says, yeah, I'm going to wait for me in the corner. I'll be there in a few minutes. He's joking around the guy. Achuche aleh. He's playing around the guy. So everybody agrees that dibur milsahi, if a guy really accepts upon himself to do avodah zarah, yichai misa from that moment. The machlokas Rabbi Huda and Rabbi Meir from the previous brisa, that's just about this type of dialogue. How do we understand this dialogue when a guy tries to convince someone else to worship me as a god? Do we accept? Do people listen to such a crazy person or not? So what's the machlokas then between the two mishnayos? Now back to our sugya, where the mishnah daf samech said ha'ovid in omer lo, but the mishnah tamech zayin says afilu omer afilu amira yirchayev. So if Yosef says the machlokas is as follows: masnisin kan biyachid hanise biyachid hanises kan berabim hanistin. One the case where an individual is being convinced, and one is where a rabim, a tzibur, is being convinced to do avodah zarah. What's the difference? Yachid lo mimlach v'tai basrei. An individual who's being convinced, a vulnerable person, you could convince one guy and he's not going to change his mind. So his amira alone is going to make him chayiv. But a rabim mimlach, a rabim are going to change their mind. To convince a whole kehila to do avodah zarah is not an easy test. And they're going to most likely change their mind. V'lo toy b'asher, they're not going to follow this crazy mesis, this crazy guy. In which case, dibur ba'alma is not going to be sufficient grounds to chayiv b'mechayiv the rabim. It's not until they actually do avoda. That's our mishnah daf samach. So how does Rav Yosef know such a distinction between a yachid and rabim? Rav Yosef, how do I know this? Tichsiv, lo sovev, lo sishma. Don't be drawn in. Don't listen to them. A love. But if the individual, if the yachid does listen, so then the yachid's chayiv. Dafka yachid who listens. But rabim who listen, they're not chayiv for listening alone because they're likely going to change their mind. It's only if they actually do avodah zarah. That's the distinction between Rav Yosef. So now comes along Abaye. Abaye challenges Rav Yosef's suggestion. Esivei Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef, rather Esivei Abaye. Abaye says, "Mi shiny bein nisus derabim, the nisus diyachid." Is such a distinction exist whether you're convincing one or convincing a kehila? V'hatani, the Baraita says, "Ki yisischa achicha ben yamecha." When the brother of your mother, your half brother, convinces you to do avodah zarah. Ech, the Baraita says, Echad yachid anises, echad arabim anistin. Whether or not it's one person who's being drawn in, whether it's multiple people being drawn in, use a chiv of a mesis and a chiv of nisis, chiv to accept avodah zarah. So what's he saying? So yahotzi akasiv yachid michla rabim, v'rabim michla yachid. The pasuk singles out a yachid. In this case, ki yisischa, there's one individual who's being convinced. And we have other cases of the Beir Nadachas where many are being convinced. What's the difference by separating yachid versus rabim, if they're really the same? So the Gemara says, Yachid michla rabim, the yachid singled out, if he's being the nisus alone, lahachmir al-gufo, that he's going to be machmir, rather we're machmir on him, that he gets skila, he gets a more severe punishment than the rabim. At the same time, ulahakil al-mamona, but we're going to be leaning on his money, we're going to not destroy his money. The rabim are michla yachid. The rabim were singled out from the individual case, lahak al gufam, to be lenient on them, that they only get saif, but they don't get stoned, but lahak mir al mamonam, but we're machmir on their money, that we burn their possessions. So, bahal milsahu deshani, it's only different with respect to the punishments of the money and the guf. Aval the chol mili, every other matter, every other matter, which means even when it comes to the acceptance of Avodah Zarah, Amir Ba'alma, they're equal, that just like by a Yachid who accepts Avodah Zarah, he's Chayiv, so to Rabim who accept Avodah Zarah, the Chayiv, Mishas Amira. So therefore, Abai goes against Rav Yosef.
Just to confuse, any Dachas is Chayiv Sayiv?
Yes.
So you're machmir, you're burning everything, but the individuals are Chayiv Sayiv.
Individual Chayiv, but a lesser punishment of Sayiv? But the mamonah is burnt, and the yachid who's niseis,
so you can't have any hana. It's like the most machmir for any dachas.
Well, in terms of yes and no, that's a.
Right, but when it comes to actual misa, we're making.
Exactly, so it's both. But either way, they're all going to get killed, and every other halacha they're equal. Again, in terms of the amira, the acceptance alone, they're both having the same halacha. So Bai rejects Rav Yosef's distinction between the two Mishnayos of Daf Samech versus Daf Samech Zayin. So what's Abai's suggestion of the stira? So El Amar Abai says, Kan benises mi pi atzmo, kan benises mi pi acherim. So whether or not the guy is convincing himself, or he's being convinced by others. The guy gets in his head that this is an Avodah Zarah. He convinces him, I need to do this Avodah Zarah. So mi pi atzmo, the Gemara explained, Mimlach, he's going to change his mind. He's going through a difficult challenge and phase, and he's not sure, is this a God, not a God? So he'll change his mind. Fine. So that's Daf Samech, that Ha'ovid in Ha'omer Lo. The guy who's convinced himself, we know he's going to come around and not do the Avodah Zarah. But a guy who's convinced, Mipi Acherim, a Garba Asrael, the guy's a vulnerable kid, he's going to be pulled in by all their convincing, and that guy is unlikely to change his mind. So that's when the Mishnah Tamach Zayin says, when I accept the Avodah Zarah, from that moment alone, you're Chayiv. So Amar Abai, Abai says, Minah Aminah, how do I know that there's a distinction between Mipi Atzma versus Mipi Acherim? Dichsev lo sove lo lo sishma ilav. Don't listen to him, Ha'ava Shama. If you listen to the other guy, Mipi Acherim, some other guy, then you are chayiv. But only if you listen to another guy. If you listen to yourself, so then you're not chayiv until you actually do an avoda. So that's Abaye's suggestion. So we have right now Rav Amnuna, Rav Yosef, and Abaye. Comes along Rava for the fourth suggestion. Rava Amar, no. It's crazy. Mipi atzmo, who convinces themselves to do avoda zar? Every avoda zar comes from some other guy. So both cases are mipi acherim. So what's the difference between the two Mishnayos? So the Gemara explains, rather Rav explains, ha damalei. So come do this God. You know what? This God, he eats, he drinks, he goes to the bathroom, he does wonderful things. He's really, he's a mamash, a real God. And ha, the lo amar like kach ochelas kach shoseh. The other cases where he didn't explain the great praises of this God. So what's the difference? When you start explaining what the God does, no one thinks a God, a idol, does all those things. So the guy says, I'm not believing you. If the guy says, I got the greatest God in the world to worship, I'm not going to tell you what he does. It's a secret. Just come with me. The guy's a little intrigued by this. He doesn't know what the praises are to challenge the praises. So when he's being pulled in by, after he's been described what a great God he is, the guy's going to say, okay, I don't buy it. If he's saying, come with me, I'm not going to reveal the secrets of him, the guy's curiosity is going to pull him in, and that's a situation where the acceptance alone is going to be make him chayiv. The amir alone will make him chayiv. So the Gemara then, Rava asks, how do I know there's a distinction between whether the Mesis describes the greatness of the God or doesn't describe the greatness of the God? So Amar Rava, Rava says, Mina Aminala, how do I know this? Dichsiv me Elohe ha'amim asher sivivoseichem ha'krovim elecha. From the gods that are around you, you'll see, the close to you, and the pasuk continues, O ha'rechokim mimeka, or those that are far from you, mikteh haaretz v'al kteh haaretz. So asks the Rava, Mali Krovim Mali Ruchokim. What's the relevance of whether the Avodah Zarah is close to you or whether the Avodah Zarah is far from you? Who cares? Avodah Zarah is Avodah Zarah. So Gemara explains, Halchi Kamarle. Mitivusam Shokrovim, from the nature of the Avodah Zarah that's close to you, Atalamad Mativusan Sharuchokim. You're going to understand the nature of the Avodah Zarah that's far away from you. Meaning what? My love, Damarle, Kach Ochalas, Kach Shosa, Kach Mativa, Kach Maria. Shmamina. Just like the ones close to you, that you've seen and experienced, that have no powers at all. They don't eat and they don't drink. So that's what's close to you. That's what's being described to you, and you know there's no meaning to it. So to those that are far away, not far away in distance, but that are not told to you their greatness, that are being hidden their supposed secrets, that too also, you should realize there's no power in them either. But you see that there's a difference between the krovim versus rechokim, that which you know about and that which you don't know about. So that distinction he's applying to here as well. That which you know about, the supposed praises and greatness of them, you just throw out. Your acceptance of them is not going to last because you know that it doesn't hold any weight. But those, again, that are rechokim, that you don't know what their supposed greatness is, so that there's room to your curiosity might get you to go do avodah zarah, in which case the amira alone would make you chayef. So that's the fourth suggestion. Then comes along Rav Ashi, a fifth suggestion, Rav Ashi Amar, Seifa bi Yisra Muma. Really, a Resha, a first guy, a first offense. Any of us here, if we say, okay, I'll do the Avodah Zarah, we know in the end of the day we're not going to pull the trigger. All of us are going to be scared to death to actually do Avodah Zarah. But if it's talking about a case of a Muma or Yisra, a guy's already done this countless times, he's ready, so then he says, oh, that's a new God, I'm going to try that new God. So then, Ha'omer, a guy who accepts it on that time, the Amir alone, will be sufficient because he's got no guilt. He has no conscience at this point, and he knows his conscience is not going to hold him back because he's done this so many countless times, and therefore his Amir alone will make him Chayiv. And then the sixth and final suggestion is Ravina Amar, Lozu Avzu Katani. What's going on is the Mishnah says, not only is Avoda Ha'oved Chayiv, but even the Amira, which we see in Daf Samech Zayin, even an Amira alone is going to be Chayiv as well. And you shouldn't make the diak from Daf Samech Ha'oved in Homer Lo. It's just building up more cases, more Rabusa, more Chidushim, as the Mishnahs are building up through the Perek. And everyone agrees Amira alone is going to be sufficient, and there is no Chilik according to Ravina. All right, we're good going through that whole? Yeah.
Back when the Gemara was saying Kachelas Kachel Shosa, I thought, I'm not sure if I'm reading Rashi, if he's saying that when you say Kachelas and Kachel Shosa, then that's when you, that's when you're going to be Chayiv.
Oh, maybe you're right. Let's look at this Rashi. See, Rashi says, I think you're correct. So Rashi says, Mina Minale, you look at Rashi around halfway down the narrow lines, a little less than halfway down. When the guy says this is how he eats and this is how he drinks, so then at that point when the guy accepts it, we're saying that's when he's chayev.
Maybe the rational
four. Either go but one before that. Either both cases where other people are trying to pull you in. Umeshkachas la de lo nischayev nitzes. Mishim Ava Vishama. You're not Chayiv Mishim Ava Vishama. Kigon Delo Amrle Mesis. When the Mesis wasn't Shavche Davodas Kochavim, Kachochas Kachshose. If the Mesis wasn't going to praise him, the Chayvan Delo Yade Be Milsa, the Shavche Mahadar Kahadar Velo Ava Vishama. Since he didn't praise him, so he's not going to. He will retract. The opposite of what I said. So when he doesn't praise him, the guy's like, okay. What are you trying to sell me here? Tell me something about him. Oh, no, it's a secret. So that case, he says, I'm not going to buy this, so forget about it. But if he starts describing how he eats and how he drinks, so then he says, oh, this sounds like an interesting guy. I'm enticed now. And then he'll go do it. So then the Amira would be alone. That's Rashi Shita. I wouldn't be surprised if someone argues the way I said it. I thought mine sounded somewhat illogical as well, but it could be wrong.
Especially with the Hampshire Kalei Gemara and Krohan.
Yeah. But maybe I could be wrong. But Rashi certainly says different than I am. So unless I have someone to support me, I'm obviously very wrong. Okay, fine. The Gemara now says six wide lines down. Itmar ha'oved avodos kochavim me'avav. You're a guy who worships a god based on love or based on fear. So what does this mean? Rashi says four, five narrow lines up. Me'avav yira. Me'avas adam u'me'iras adam v'lo chashra b'libo be'alohus. He doesn't really think this is a god. But he's scared of a guy. A guy instills fear in him. So there's a question, is this Stam Yira or is this Yira that he's going to kill you? That's a part of a discussion. And Tosfos deals with that case on top here, of it's a Ava Mehariga, that he might come to kill you. Interesting Tosfos. Maybe we'll do this at the end. So it's a little late, though. I don't know if we have time for this. So again, Ha'oved Avodas Chachavim Me'ava Me'ira. Guy does Avodas Zar based on love, based on fear. So Abai Amar Chayiv is Chayiv. But Rav Amar Pater. Abai Mar Chayiv the Hapalcha. In the end of the day, he did Avodah Zarah. I don't care what his machshavos were. He did Avodah Zarah, so he's Chayiv. Rav Amar no Pater Yikibla Leha Baloha in Ilalo. Avodah Zarah is not about the Maisa. Avodah Zarah is about the Machshava, the Kabbalah. If there is no Kabbalah, even though the action looks like he's doing Avodah Zarah, but deep inside there was no thought of Avodah Zarah, that's not Chayav. So there's a very important Machlokas here. The nature of Avodah Zarah, is it about a Maisa Avodah Zarah, or is it about a Kabbalah B'Machshava? So the Gemara is going to go through back and forth. How does Abaye know that you're chayiv for worshipping Me'ava or Me'ira? So the Gemara quotes a siman and mnemonic here, Avod Yishach Vel Mashiach. Amar Abaye, Mina Aminala, how do I know that you're chayiv Me'ava Me'ira? The Tzan, the Mishnah says, Ha'oved Avodah Shachavim Echad Ha'oved V'chule, whether or not you do Avodah Zarah, whether or not you do something else. So what does that mean, Echad Ha'oved? We said that question before. So my lav echad ha'oved mi'ava or mi'ira? Isn't that case of oved in the Mishnah telling me that even one who does oved mi'ava mi'ira is chayef? The Gemara says no. Rav amar l'cha lo, not true. Kimitarit Rabbi Yirmiyah. We learned a couple of days ago that the word oved, yesterday's daf, the word oved is coming to include a case of one who does avoda zara shelo kedarka, but it's one of the avodas panim, so then you're chayef for those as well. Again, nothing to do with mi'ava v'yira, so they reject that source for Rava, for Abai rather. So Amar Abai, Abai, so I'll tell you how I know this from. How do I know you're chayef for mi'ava v'yira? Mina aminala d'tanya. The Braita tells me, Lo sishachav elahem, don't bow down to the gods. Lahem yata mishachav avalata mishachav la'adam. You can't bow down to an idol, a statue, but you can bow down to a person. Kemoscha, just like you. Yacha fil nevad kaman. Is it true? Maybe even to a person who people otherwise would worship. Would that also be permitted? So you could bow down to Haman? Tamilomar velo savdem. Don't worship them. Those who are being worshipped shouldn't be worshipped. So Stam Adam is mutter to bow down. Not mutter. There's no chiv to bow down to a Stam Adam. But an Adam who makes himself into a Avodah Zarah, whereby others are worshipping him, so then there would be an Isser. So the Gemara says, and now based on this Braisa, says Abaye, what was the Haman? The Haman Meira Hava Nevad? People only worshipped him. No one thought Haman was God. They only worshipped him because they were scared of him. So we see that one is chai for doing Avodah Zarah to based on Ava Meira. So Rava says, no, you got it all wrong. Kehaman Velo Kaman. Not exactly like Haman. Kehaman Diihu Gufei Avodah Shachavim. That he made himself into an idol. But lo kehaman dil haman miyira v'hachala miyira. That Haman was out of Yira. So a guy makes himself into Avodah Zarah miyira, everyone says a pater. But let's say a person makes himself into Avodah Zarah, and people actually believe that he's a god, not a Yira, but they actually believe he's a god, so then that would be an instance where an Adam, a person who bows down to such an Adam, would be chayiv. But the case of Haman was miyira, that for sure, according to Rava, would not be a chayiv. Only according to Bai would it be chayiv. He's talking, I'll just hang up. Okay, so fine. Then the next piece is a little hard. Should we get involved in it? It goes deep into the next stuff. Not deep, actually, a few lines down. Should we go for it? You guys okay to do it? There we go. So let's stop here then, and then we'll pick up Mir Hashem Tuesday. Because I'm saying Monday we'll pick